shout out to Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your love is amazing. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God, that because your love covers everything, life, death, whatever it is, your love covers it all, and your grace sees us through. Thank you for that, Lord.
You know what, maybe we can sit down for just a minute and we can turn to Romans chapter 8 verses 1 onwards. You know, it's so important that we get this truth, okay? Now, it's true, we fail, yeah? We sin sometimes, we do things we shouldn't do, and or we are convicted because we didn't do what we should do. But what we need to do is to hold on to the Word of God. It says that therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. All right? Say it aloud. No condemnation. No condemnation. Okay? Condemnation means destroyed forever, utterly, sent to hell. Okay? But if you are in Jesus Christ, you've believed in Him, you've trusted in Him, He's your Savior. The Bible says there is no condemnation because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. All right? So the enemy will come and remind us of our past, remind us of our near past where we've just committed some sins. But we need to hold on to the Word of God that says there is no condemnation. Right? You know, we just can go to Jesus and say, Lord, forgive me. Cleanse me by your precious blood. Yeah? We are forgiven. We are cleansed. Isn't that a powerful truth to get hold of? Yeah, so remember, turn to your neighbor and say, no condemnation. No condemnation. Hallelujah. Let's worship this God who has done this wonderful thing for us. No condemnation.
Like Shoma has shared, I think there were more people for whom it was a challenge maybe to sing this chorus, your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. And I just believe that what we declare is very important. So even though we don't feel like, you know, His love never fails and never gives up on me. When we declare it, it does actually change things in the spiritual realm. And He releases that assurance of His love to us once more. And it is by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that we know that God loves us and our spirit cries out, Abba, Father. Okay, so I just believe that what we declare right now is important. And so the next song as we sing, just even if you're not feeling it, just declare what is truth and you will start feeling it, okay?
Nailed to a cross, perfect and blameless. There is a name
There is no name above the name of Jesus. Death could not hold him down. No grave could keep him bound. All sin and sickness bow to the name of Jesus. Again, for every eye will see, every heart will know, there is no name above the name of Jesus. Death could not hold him down, no grave could keep him bound, all sin and sickness bow to the name of Jesus.
I kept seeing these two words again and again, but then, what if, here is the verse for you. God's love is steadfast. It never ends. And His mercies are new every morning. Whatever is the but then or what if, God's love will never change. It never ends. It never runs out of us. If there's anything that we can take back home, this is what it is. It's always 100%. And He always gives 100%. He just wants to wash us with His love. And if you are, if any one of us are, it's, is there with those words ringing in our ears all the time, what if, but then, what if? Here is the promise. Whatever it is, God's love is still there. Very much available for all of us, 100% in full measure, and He just wants to pour it on us. All we have to do is come to Him and just receive Him, receive His love.
There is a King, yes, who bore the scars of healing. There is a Son who came in grace and truth. How great the love that carries us to kindness. Wonderful, you're wonderful. Oh,
You.